Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Entrepreneurial Excellence Radio Show, highlighting women in business in your community. I am Heather L. Taffy, a Prosperity Advisor, and I am so grateful to have you tuning in. You can participate in a couple of ways to be part of our show. You can call in and talk to a guest or myself at 646-595-3440, or simply go to www.blogtalkradio.com/insight, register, and be part of our chat. We're here every Wednesday at 2 p.m. Eastern, so tune in and get your excellence. Welcome, everyone. This is Heather L. Tapia live from Peace House Studios in Columbus, Ohio. We have a really fun show planned for you today. We're going to be focusing on how to use marketing strategies to increase your message awareness and get the word out to your customers and to the community. We've got Terry Dawson of Terry Tweets for You coming on the show in a few moments. And she's going to be sharing with you some of the basic tips and tricks for Twitter. And that way, you know, we want you to call in and ask her specific marketing questions. I'm going to be adding other information to what she's sharing about how to use video along with Twitter to get the word out about your business. So don't hesitate to call into the show. That's 646-595-3440, 646-595-3440. So excited to have you listening today. Again, without you guys downloading and sharing the links and the information, participating with us, we would not be able to stay on the air. So with that in mind, we really truly do want you to participate in any way you can by sharing the links, going to our Facebook fan page under Entrepreneurial Excellence Radio Show, and liking it and sharing it, making comments, sharing the comments. One of the core things about Entrepreneurial Excellence that is on Facebook, but I don't normally highlight so much on the show, so I want to take a second to read that. The reason I created this show is to be a platform for business owners, old and new, and aspiring to share tips, promotions, and their stories. The purpose is to inspire others to monetizing their dreams for a new future for themselves, their families, and the community. Our vision includes you, our listeners, subscribers, and business owners. Our mission is to provide resources in Business 101, Marketing 101, cutting-edge technology, love in business, social entrepreneurship, and highlighting women in business in the community. We have an undying pledge to better the community, empower the members of this community, increase a strong economic foundation. Again, this cannot be done without your participation. So thanks so much for connecting with us and listening to our show on a weekly basis. We're here every Wednesday at 2 o'clock. And you can tune in either by going to blogtalkradio.com/withinsights or calling in or downloading the show later on one of our links on our fan page. So we're going to take a quick break while we double-check our callers on the line, and we'll be right back.
You are listening to WithInsightsRadio.com and WithInsights.com, your free online holistic publication resource magazine for achieving self-discovery and inspiration. Please feel free to explore our daily inspirational quotes and uplifting stories, exclusive interviews with local world-known inspirational leaders.
Hello and welcome to Entrepreneurial Excellence Radio Show, highlighting women in business in your community. I am Heather L. Tapia, Prosperity Advisor, and I am so grateful to have you tuning in. You can participate in a couple of ways to be part of our show. You can call in and talk to a guest or myself at 646-595-3440 or simply go to www.blogtalkradio.com/withinsights, register and be part of our chat. We're here every Wednesday at 2 p.m. Eastern, so tune in and get to your excellence. Welcome back. You are tuning in to the Entrepreneurial Excellence Radio Show on the With Insights Blog Talk radio station. We're so grateful to have you tuning in today and tapping into our show topic, which is Marketing 101. You'll have the opportunity to call in and talk to our guest, Terry Dawson of Terry Tweets for You and myself, Heather L. Tapia, Prosperity Advisor, by calling 646-595-3440. Some other things I wanted to do, I like to do a community shout out and talk about what's going on in the community and share some of the week. And hey, it is Thanksgiving tomorrow, so it would not be a good show if we didn't spend a little bit of time focusing on the community and, you know, personally what you're thankful for. And reflecting back on how this last year has gone for everyone. I know for myself that, you know, it's been a very interesting journey this year. A lot of amazing, exciting opportunities have fallen in my lap. I was connected with an organization to put on international women's events, which has completely motivated and clarified my focus, which is where Entrepreneurial Excellence Radio Show, highlighting women in business, plays a big part. I write for the Columbus Examiner, the Women in Business section, so you can find that at columbusexaminer.com, as well as creating a brand new nonprofit. I've got a wonderful team that's coming to be a part of Purpose for Women International. And our role with that is to provide resources and funding and opportunity to those individuals or nonprofits who are supporting our community. International Women's Day is March 8th, and Purpose for Women International is helping coordinate that event in the Columbus, Ohio area. We also have a call to action to other cities, other women in cities, on a national campaign. My goal is to get Congress and the White House supporting this wonderful holiday and hopefully get it passed as a national recognized holiday in the United States. If nothing else, encourage and inspire other women, just like I've been inspired, to host events in their cities and help spread the word and get that word out. Some big announcements. If you go to the website, it's iwdcolumbus.webs.com. You can now nominate a woman, an international woman, in several categories. We'll be holding nominations started on the 19th of November, Monday, and we'll be going until December 31st. So there's still plenty of time to get that nomination out there. And here's a hint, folks. If you happen to be a woman either who is very ingrained in her community, her culture, and, you know, is doing something to give back, as well as you're a business owner in some of these categories, it's okay to have somebody nominate you because we will be promoting your nomination in these categories throughout the entire promotional time before the event. So that's almost 3 months of free publicity. And it's a great opportunity to share what you're doing for the community and get a pat on the back because so many of us really don't take the time to acknowledge how far we've come and how great we really are doing. So if I could do anything today, it would be to encourage you to give thanks to yourself, all your work, your effort, and acknowledge your journey and where you are in the moment. So don't hesitate to, become a member of the website, send an email, and get some nominations going for women around you who are making a difference in your life, the community's life, their life, the family. So we've got these categories are art, community action, cuisine, education, entertainment, entrepreneur, fashion, finance, health and wellness, leadership, literature, media, and technology. So we'll have the definitions to help you clarify, but all you have to do is click on the little award to the right and fill in the questionnaire, and you will have nominated somebody, and we'll be posting those nominations as they come into the organization. So again, International Women's Day is March 8th. We are very excited for the program and the agenda. We're having the awards luncheon and then an open public vendor show with entertainment. We've got a VIP party scheduled with the All-Star Jammers, an amazingly fun group of guys that do reggae, and I'll tell you what, they will get you jumping up off the floor. So I'm very grateful to have them as participating in this event as well. We also are looking for support from our listeners to help us connect to these variety of international organizations that support the different cultures in the Columbus, Ohio, Central Ohio community. You know, it's a co-creative group effort, and, you know, I can't figure it out all by myself. My team is working really hard. We're getting some interns, support from Otterbein College, Ohio University's Women's Studies Group. They're going to come on board, hopefully the National Organization of Women. We've already got a shout-out from the National Organization for Women Entrepreneurs, and many, many others. So, again, having this great opportunity to co-collaborate is just another great reason to be thankful. So we're going to take another quick break and get our guest ready so that she can introduce herself. So hold on 1 second, and we'll be right back.
Welcome to Inner Voice Intuitive Hour with your host.
You are listening to WithInsightsRadio.com and WithInsights.com, your free online holistic publication resource magazine for achieving self-discovery and inspiration. Please feel free to explore our daily inspirational quotes and uplifting stories, exclusive interviews with local world-known inspirational leaders.
Again, welcome back to the Entrepreneurial Excellence Radio Show. I'm Heather L. Tapia, Prosperity Advisor, and I am so grateful to introduce you to our guest, Terry Dawson of Terry Tweets For You. And with no further ado, Terry, why don't you say hi to our audience?
Hi, everyone. My name is Terry Dawson, and I am the founder and manager of Terry Tweets For You.
Well, Terry, thanks so much for being a part of our show today. We're sitting here live at Peace House. I'm going to call it Peace House Studios for the moment because that's its purpose. And it is a really beautiful facility with a lot of positive energy. And I want folks to know that, you know, as this core sponsor of our radio show, the space is available for rent. We have massage therapists, sound healers, a man-to-man group. We're going to be doing a goddess workshop coming up. So, you know, make sure you connect to our sponsors as we promote them on our fan page. Terry, let's talk a little bit about your journey and what you got you so involved in Twitter and tweeting.
Up until a couple years ago, I was in the administrative world working for companies such as AirTouch Paging, and then I finished up my career as an admin with OCLC, formerly known as the Online Computer Library Center, Incorporated, and I got downsized and was able to become a mother who decided to become an entrepreneur. I have a tendency to really work very closely with the local businesses in this area and decided to use my social networking skills to work with them on a profit basis, doing Terry Tweets For You.
That is amazing. So it sounds like you're, you know, definitely one of the things that we do in Entrepreneurial Excellence, encourage our individuals to monetize their passion, take something that they're drawn to and resonate with and find a way to turn it into a money-generating opportunity. So congratulations.
Thank you.
And, you know, I know a lot of people out there that are listening might have a brilliant idea, or maybe there's just an interest they have that they really like and they're looking for a way to turn that into a business. as a startup and entrepreneur yourself, what would be a few tips or some advice you'd like to offer them to get them started and over the fear of success?
Research. Start to know your customer. What I have done is actually I have a reputation on Twitter among local businesses for already promoting the services they offer. As Abby D's mom on Twitter, I promote local businesses such as Generation Green, Celebrate Local, The Candle Lab, and so many others that already know me as my followers and as I follow them. And with my reputation that I have amongst them by retweeting and creating original content that is sent to my over 300 followers on a daily basis, I have established friendships among all these local businesses, and now that when they see me, they are my champions. And I think that was my biggest thing. And that was actually how I decided to start Cherry Tweets for You, because all of a sudden one day I saw a business that I love, and I went to check out their Twitter site, and they were hardly tweeting at all. And I realized that, you know, not everyone has the ability to tweet and get their word out there. So why can't I do that and be mobile and work wherever and let them do what they do best, sell their business?
And that is very good advice. You took something that you had already been doing, say, let's say, for fun or as a hobby, and because of the community interaction that you'd already been creating, you're able to split that and start to monetize that and turn those followers hopefully into some customers, right?
That's my goal, actually. And actually for hopefully, you know, maybe new businesses coming around and as well as businesses out there who say, wow, this is something. I actually have a friend of mine who I was talking to her one day and just out of the blue told her what I was doing, and she owns a local business I frequent, and she's like, you know, I'm, you know, and we need to actually readdress that, because she's like, I need you. So.
Well, and I think what's fun for me is I've been consulting businesses for about 15 years. Probably 16 now, since we're about to flip into a new one. And through that journey, in the last 7 years, the focus has been so much on what's going on with the internet and web marketing and social media. And so I started teaching classes and helping set people up. And where that journey has taken me is towards video. And so I'll be honest, Twitter is not something that I did a lot of focus or research on, because it was so secondary to the other platforms that were right in my face, like meetup.com, which I love the interaction on that. And then Facebook has its moments. I go in and out. And then, you know, connecting through other channels and so forth. So I'm excited to have Terry, a member of promoting International Women's Day, not to mention our core researcher and support staff for Purpose for Women International. So as we get that entity up and running and our nonprofit going, you know, Terry's going to be really kind of the backbone. And she's been supporting me now for several months in ideas and connections and research. And that's so, so grateful for that. So thanks, Terry. So
you're welcome.
If you're looking to hire somebody to help you with social media, there isn't anything this woman cannot find on the internet as a research person. And then because she finds who you need to speak with, it's so much easier to take your message, create your content, and get it out there. And I know Twitter's not the only platform she's familiar with and so forth. So, you know, if there's other platforms that you're looking to do, we've got a complete gamut to support you for content management on any social media platform, business directory, or your website. So don't hesitate to contact her or my organization to support you with all your business needs. So, Terry, what do you think the number one benefit for a business to use Twitter is?
I think with Twitter, what I love about it is it's immediate. You can actually, for me, you can. There's companies that you follow, and you can get, I have my favorites. And so I have my favorites in different categories that with Twitlist Manager, I've been able to actually gather them up into groups. And so I can immediately, as I'm going through when I look at Twitter, I can see, okay, my favorite restaurants are doing this, and my favorite, and immediately know what's going on in the news world and that, and I don't have to look through an entire message, or I don't have to go into my email and look through this entire message. And then I can also find other messages going out there. A business, too, once you get a retweet, that goes out to the person who retweeted it, their followers. So I have 300 followers. You may actually then have that go out to 300 more followers. And that's why I have a tendency to do that with my, you know, people that I follow. I may throw out 3 retweets in like 5 minutes, but they're about some very important things right now.
And Terry, I think you bring up a very valuable point. The business owners and those people trying to do the social media themselves are finding it overwhelming, and there's such a strategy with each and every single platform you could come across. And that strategy changes weekly, potentially. And so to be the expert in social media and you're a business owner and the person that provides the service is way too overwhelming for most people. And so we really want to take some of that burden off of you and provide you with more free time to do why you got into the business in the first place, which in most cases is independence, freedom, and more time to be with your loved ones. So allow Abundance Video Marketing, Terry Tweets for You, and Abundance Marketing Pro to support you and all of those things so you can spend more time being you and following your passions. The key is value-based content. And what Terry's talking about is when she's able to find something that is relevant, to the people in the circumstance and then resending it, what that does is create a conversation chain. And that's what people truly want. They don't want to just, I'm driving down the street post or I just had a taco. They want to know where the taco is from. They want to know how the taco tastes. They want to get these recommendations and these referrals. And so when you retreat, you tweet, you have a conversation that's building. And I know that's the power in Twitter. I'm just, you know, I have Terry to be my expert because I cannot. One thing I've learned in 15, 16 years is you should not be the expert in all things. You'll drive yourself mad.
Right? That's totally true. And the one thing I've discovered with Twitter is exactly what Heather said. That whole idea, it's like, when I retweet something, I know my friends who celebrate local, I'm always getting congratulations or thank yous and congratulations from them. They also know what I'm doing with Terry Tweets for You. Same thing with the Candle Lab and other businesses. I'm sending out my recommendation. My daughter Abby is a famous customer of theirs at the Candle Lab. She makes so many candles. I have friends that are like, what kind of candles are she, you know, is she creating? Because they can borrow the scent. You develop a reputation. It's like, oh, my God, what kind of taco are you having today? I'm looking forward to that special. I'm looking forward to what you are bringing to your customers on a daily basis. Because you know what? That's exciting. And Twitter, you're not being able to post a big message out there. They have to do it in so many characters. And it's fun. It's a neat way. And, like, believe me, the worst thing is, and you'll stop following these people, I have. It's the ones who tell you about their day. So that's why it's all about what you want to get out there.
And as a businesswoman, what advice can you offer to those listeners, women in business or startups, in continuing to stay motivated? What have you noticed over the last few months since discovering this idea for yourself?
Never, ever give up. Even when it's rough and stuff, maybe go to the library, check out a book, look and see what's out there business-wise in the books. Follow. I mean, there's always amazing people. One of my favorite people out there to follow is Lisa Rankin, LISSARANKIN. She sends me, I get her, like, these little daily kind of pick-me-ups from her. And it's kind of a, you know what, even on my worst days, they kind of, it's like these little moments where it's like, oh my gosh, yes, you know, I am important because we are women trying to do this on our own. And we are men too. I mean, our men, our women, we are all trying to actually, we've been in the corporate world. I love the corporate world. I learned a lot from it. But I'm a strong woman who didn't get a college education and I love what I'm doing now. And I just know I just need to keep my... And I have a 10-year-old who keeps my head in the game, too.
Well, and I know that's a valuable, you know, advice and offering. You know, you don't have to go to college to make something of yourself and to be following your passion. I have degrees in psychology, biology, and dance. I said I'd never do computers and I'd never need business at 18, that I would change the world through biofeedback, and I don't even know what I thought, but I was just in the moment. And here I help businesses market on the web. It's one of those things where you never want to say never, and don't let your own inner voice, the self-judgment, hinder your ability to be successful and to receive your abundance and stay focused. I did a quick search online on the top 10 reasons that you want to have Twitter in your business, why you want to tweet. And so I'm just going to breeze through a couple of them, and if there's something you want to make a comment on from your experience, Terry, as we talk about them, I thought that would be a helpful focus for people out there, and I'm going to copy and paste them and get them on our fan page on Facebook, so you'll have access to those as well. So the number 10 reason is to keep customers up to speed with product and store info. How valuable is that one? I mean, Terry?
That's really great, actually. And I have some as well when Heather's done. Actually, I have do's and don'ts actually here as well. So.
Oh, I think that's extremely valuable. So we'll bust through these 10. We've got, you know, still a half hour of the show. And after our next break, we'll come in with some do's and don'ts about Twitter, because I know that's what you guys really want to know is, you know, not necessarily just how to do it, but how not to do it wrong. Because especially in social media, there's this concept of reputation management. And you can damage your company's reputation and your personal reputation by the information you push out there, because you never know when that one person happens to tune into your quote-unquote station, whether it's your Facebook wall, your LinkedIn profile, or your Twitter feed, and they'll grab a nugget of information that you meant perfectly harmless, or they didn't have the full scoop, and they could completely run with it. And you know what? That's just the way people are, and that's okay. But know and realize that this is part of being a public figure and a public entity almost. So there really is no privacy in social media. And if you can get over that and it's okay with you, then you'll have a blast using it. There's no way to not get your message shared if you're putting it out there on these platforms. The number 9 reason, keep an eye on your industry. You know, check and see what your competitors are doing, saying, and say especially as promotional offers. Right? How many times, Terry, have you been able to find a deal through your Twitter stuff? Or
I do it daily. I mean, that's why I group mine the way I group them. Like with the local businesses, I mean, my daughter is so thrilled that now we know every Sunday over at Kix, Mikey's Late Night Slice has $12 pizzas. Kix is not far from our house, and we're Mikey's Late Night Slice people. You talk about deal. Hey, $12 Mikey's Late Night Slice pizzas? I retweeted that one, and I put it on my calendar so that I know every Sunday if I'm in the mood for Mikey's Late Night Slice on Sundays, hey, I know there's a deal on Mikey's Late Night Slice. And there's other ones, too. I know right now, and actually this is a big one I wanted to let everyone know about, and I'm glad Heather actually brought this up. Saturday is Shop Local. It's a big Shop Local business day because, you know, we had Black Friday, and those people, we would prefer they actually get some rest. And instead, shop your local businesses this Saturday. And that's when a lot of my friends are having specials from Holy Craft, which is one of the best craft stores ever over in Clintonville. So to speak, I think they've got something probably going. I know they always have stuff going on over in the Clintonville Beachwood area. Crimson Cup, where we go for coffee down here in the Clintonville Beachwood area, has got stuff going on. Look at your local businesses for Christmas shopping. You know why? Because those local businesses are owned by mom, mothers, fathers, sometimes just mothers, sometimes just fathers. And that money goes home to them and to their kids. I know the owners of Generation Green. It's a couple who has a couple kids. They're wonderful. Steve and Heather are just two of the most amazing people. So shop local.
I agree. It's right there by Trader Joe's off the Sawmill. And I encountered them, I want to say, a good 5 or 6 years ago when I was putting on some of my wellness events. And, you know, they were very open to connecting and helping and supporting. And anything that promotes organic or healthy or chemical-free or, you know, recycled, you know, that's truly where you want to put your attention. And that is an excellent, excellent point. Terry and I are both big fans of Crimson Cup, and one of the things that, you know, I share is that they've got their big sign out there is buy local. And so what I say for Peace House, buy local, be well. You will be a happier person if you're supporting your local business owner. So that's my intention for you this day.
Yes. So far, all the Hanukkah and Christmas gifts I've bought for the child in the other room, and she knows this. She even knows where they're hidden, actually, except for some of them. They're bought from local businesses. I may buy some things online because she's a Doctor Who fan and stuff, but I try to buy local. I was, you know, I do the local craft shows. I know my local business owners, Watha Rock, I hit the Garden District, I hit the Short North, and like Heather and I said, because we have so many, Wylands is another one. Go to Wylands, buy, you know, buy your
Wylands grocery store is right there on Indianola, next to Planet Fitness and the Burger King before North Broadway, and I used to do their health insurance benefits way back when I did health insurance, so again, supporting local communities, you know, Raisin Rack, I do a lot with Raisin Rack, so let's look at the number 8 and 7 reason to twit. To tweet. I see another reason to do social media is to figure out what you're supposed to be saying, the lingo. Like, I'm a Twitterin, I'm a Tweeterin, or whatever it is. So it is officially, Terry, it is Twitter.
It is Twitter, but I still say the wrong thing, even though I do it daily. So.
And when you put something out on Twitter, you are tweeting.
Yeah.
And if you are the and then you are a Twitterer, right? Not a tweeter.
Right.
I don't know.
But sometimes you do say it wrong and you get yelled at by your child who knows more about the lingo of the world than you do. So
8 and 7. 8 is a very important one as a business owner to be found on Google. All that simply means here's a quickie version of search engine optimization, folks. Yes, it's important that you have a website. If you don't have the money or want a website, you can use a Facebook fan page. And it can be your call to action and your landing page for your business. That's where you can capture a more targeted audience. If you have Twitter and you're posting content on Twitter that automatically goes on Facebook or vice versa, what you're creating is separate mini billboards out there on the web. So think of this as your free opportunity to put commercials out on the universal internet TV station to spread the word about your business. And that's why interacting with your fans and your Twitter followers to have these communications going and to offer rewards and incentives is so, so powerful. Number 7, support a cause. I believe 100% all things there has to be a give back. You know, if you always have a premise of offering charity or give back or community volunteering or action, your world would be so much bigger and filled with abundance. And so Purpose for Women International, for International Women's Day, we've got 5 core charities that we're supporting. Mothers Helping Mothers, Jacqueline Siglos Foundation, DOMA, TearBear.org, and then there's one I forgot.
The Charge.
Jacqueline's.
Okay, that's
Jacqueline's Charge. So there's another. Nellie's Catwalk for Kids. They're supporting they're doing our fundraiser. So, you know, there's 5 core charities that we're sponsoring, but, you know, there's going to be many more opportunities at this event for you to connect with your local community and provide support to other people that are providing services to those that need it. So that's real important. Number 6, get more, give more. This is coupons. So, Terry, you know, since you're a coupon buffy, talk a little bit about strategies that you would use, let's say, for me. So for Abundance Video Marketing. We do intro commercials for websites. We do promotional commercials for events. We do little mini commercials for events. You guys can see those, you know, from our Entrepreneurial Excellence. I just did one for you. I'll show you yours because I know you haven't been online, so you haven't seen it. And, you know, so we're doing those. And if I wanted to offer a $99 coupon, what's the best way for me to get that word out on Twitter?
Basically, what you're doing is you want to tell your core followers, and a lot of times you're not always offering that coupon pretty much as on Twitter, but you're giving your Twitter followers a special. So you're letting them know that when they come in and say they saw this on Twitter, they're getting this deal, and they all feel special. And that's that whole goal is, you know, you make sure it's like, in order to get this, I saw this on Twitter. And that is the biggest, you know, you definitely, that's that warm, fuzzy feeling, you know, the only way you can get this is this, and, you know, because you can't really pin somebody off from Twitter. So, but you can actually, you can, you know, hey, I was on Twitter today, and I saw that the pizza, oh, Harvest Pizza, you know, is offering this great deal. I haven't been on Twitter yet today, guys, sorry. First day off school for the 10-year-old. But if they were, that would be a great deal, and they would want you to mention that. And I actually have seen that with the coffee shop, Harvest Moon in Canal Winchester. They've done that with Facebook and Twitter, where it's like, come in.
Well, excellent, excellent ideas. And so, you know, building your brand around customer-focused interactions is extremely important. You know, good news travels, but bad news travels faster. And if you can keep your target and your customer engaged and happy, then they'll continue to spread the word. Terry is a master referral person. I can tell that in her conversations. And so being able to have 10 of Terry behind your business and spreading the word is going to help you stay above the competition in these fun economic times. Number five, hanging out with your target market. Well, target audience. I guess that's where you get to have these conversations and communicate. And here's a really good one. This is what Terry does for herself and what she'll be helping with our branding for International Women's Day is identifying yourself as an expert. Terry, why do you think Twitter is such a good resource for that kind of stuff?
Twitter's really great for that because people start to actually follow you when it's like, oh, you know, I'm Abby D's mom. I actually, people come up to me as Abby, you know, it's like, oh, my God, people know me as Abby D's mom. And Abby D's mom knows about local businesses. Abby D's mom knows what it's like to raise a 10-year-old who is an actress and a dancer. I am a master of these things. This is my expertise. Oh, my God, where's a great restaurant to go to? Where's, you know, I actually have someone I actually ran into at Crimson Cup. Now, actually texted me one night and asked me what time Crimson Cup was open. And, you know, and you start to share these, you know, you bounce ideas off of one another, you know, it's like, and people go, it's like, oh my God, I really have this great, you know, idea, but I know she'll have the answer for it. And because you, they rely on you and you'll start to get more and more followers because they know it's like, and your business is the place to go for that because you know what, you're the one that has everything that they need. And they love that. And like I said, that's why Twitter is so wonderful. And that's how I actually started following a lot of my people.
Well, and that's an excellent point. You know, when you brand yourself an expert in your field, and here's the fun part that I want to share with people. There's this concept of faking it till you make it. As long as your intention is not to do harm to another or pass blatantly wrong advice, you're still an expert because you're an expert in your opinion, okay? So if you have disclaimers, you're like, let me check into that. Don't be afraid to say no if you don't know something. But if you've done the research and you found information out, send it to somebody. I had the opportunity to sit before the show today with one of our massage therapists, Amber Hudson, and also her mom, Elaine Murray, and they're planning on starting a food pantry and a nonprofit. And since we're starting Purpose for Women International and I'm wading through the misconceptions of what it takes, I was able to, you know, pacify a little bit of her fears on how overwhelming a process creating a business, even and a nonprofit business at that might be. So, you know what I know because I've done the research. Am I an expert in nonprofits? Absolutely not. But I know for myself what step one, step two, and step three needs to be. And so that's the information I'm capable of sharing. And something like as simple as that on Twitter. You know, if you're passionate about something, share the information. Identify yourself as an expert, we just did. Reputation management, I mentioned that before. It's real powerful for you to reshare positive feedback. It's even more powerful to show professionalism and, oh, God, what's a good word? Not freaking out on a client.
You don't want to do that on Twitter.
There's a thing between responding and reacting. You don't want to react. You want to respond. Respond is taking action after careful consideration of thought. So reputation management is extremely important. If you see things going on there, people talking negatively about your business or your services, you have a clear opportunity to make it right. Offer them a discount in that conversation. You know, and again, I've had many situations where perception of the other person or perception of me wasn't always how things were being handled. You know, I've had bad service as well. So, but if you have an opportunity as a business owner, always take the high road. And the customer is not always right, and it comes in certain areas. That's where contracts are important. Following those type of protocols is basic business. And, you know, again, just do unto others as you expect them to do to you. And I think if you follow that basic principle in business, you're not going to have to worry about your reputation very much. There won't be much for Terry to have to clean up. Technical support. Above all, provide instant answers while clients are picking other people's brains on Twitter. Now, that's a fun one. Do you have a situation or a story about, you know, gathering data or an answer to a question where you came across an answer to a question on a Twitter feed that you were like, wow, I didn't know that. That's kind of helpful.
I think I have provided information, I think. I know for us it was more, I think it was about dentist appointment, two things that pop up a lot with parents are how early do you take your child to the dentist and stranger danger. And I think one did pop up, how do you get your child acclimated to the dentist? And I will tell you, for me, it was something I put out there. You know, we have been taking Abby to the dentist since she was being carried at 4 months old, my first appointment back after having a child, having her. And by the time she got to the dentist, she was actually told she was better than most adults. And that was advice that I was able to share and made other parents, new parents especially, go, wow. And then stranger danger is kind of, it's like someone's like, well, I don't know how to deal with this. And I was like, well, we were at Little Professors, which is no longer around over at Lane Avenue. And I love this bookstore. It was one of our favorites around the city, but somebody walked away from us at age four. That walked away from me, actually, and was not a very happy person. And I got the Bernstein's Bear book about the same situation, and we had a nice little talk. And to this day, I said, you never stop having that talk because strangers could be the people next door. So, like I said, that is where, for me, I'm kind of that mommy expert in that sense where she has taught me so much that I'm constantly sending out information about, oh, my God, or the one that actually I think hit Facebook more than Twitter was when she asked about a certain body part and I had to kind of basically do it in a very kind of subtle way, but it got the point across to what the difference between boys and girls. So, like I said, you do have everything out there, and the advice is basically, it's helpful. You know, and sometimes your advice can actually come back. Robin, who is that works with the Dispatch, actually one day was asking about what kind of onions people liked better, and I was actually I was interviewed for the Dispatch food section for that reason. So, answer those questions.
Well, and the number one reason, according to enginehounds.com, which is there's so many different companies out there that will set up your social media, that will do the content management, and it's really important to ask questions before you're dropping hundreds of dollars on one of these entities because, I think for me, I like that personal one-on-one touch. That's why I like to work with the individual small business owner over, say, a larger corporation that aren't quite as hands-on with their vision and their passion. And I really want to be that pick-me-up to you as a business owner to keep you going when things get tough. Because at the end of the day, if you're not remembering the reason you're getting out of bed, your purpose for this business, you're going to lose faith in yourself and following through pretty quickly. So, it's important to me to have that one-on connection. And having somebody local is great, but we can work with you in other cities and states because it's the web. I have video sharing platform where we can have video conferences once a week with TalkFusion. You can talk to Terry online, on the phone, whatever it takes. So, having somebody local is great if you have that resource, but you want to have somebody that's good and comfortable and knows what they're doing. The number one reason is to manage customer gripes before they spread. They kind of already said that. So I'm going to let Terry kind of go into some of her do's and don'ts, because I think that's where the meat of this is. And we've got about 15 minutes left. So let me see if there's any callers on the line.
Okay. Like Heather said, the do's and don'ts are very important. Download a Twitter client. A Twitter client is like something really important. Twitter clients are things like TweetDeck. They're going to give you quick access to your tweet timeline. That's something I'd actually do for you. That's something I would keep an eye on. We follow your followers' timelines, kind of search for the topics that, you know, things that are really interesting to everyone. And that's where we can kind of say, you know what, they're really liking this more. So that's the one thing that I would actually start to work with, to kind of really find out what they are grabbing onto. Number two, monitor discussions on relevant subjects. Twitter conversations, they happen in real time, and believe me, they happen fast. You need to be ready to jump in and respond before the conversation starts, and that's what I would be doing. You know, hey, you know, oh, my God, did you know what that special going on? I wonder if it's still happening, or do they have this? And whether or not, you know, we want your customers to always know that you're there for them. And that's real time. And Twitter, like I said, it's 24/7, actually. We're not going to be there at 3 a.m., but we may have to be, on depending on if you have a sale going on at 3 a.m. Tag your tweets using a hashtag. People are always saying, what's a hashtag? Hashtags are created by using the pound symbol. I actually got to explain this to my stepfather the other day, who's in his 60s, and it was really fascinating, because basically what hashtags are is a way for people, you're gathering your information into a file. So like Heather said, you know how everything is going out there and you're constantly marketing yourself out on the web? Well, say you're having a sale for Bill's Baby Store, and people see Bill's Baby Store. It's got a hashtag in front of it with Bill's Baby Store. Everything associated with Bill's Baby Store, every time it's hashtag, you just look that up on the internet, and it's there.
I have a question about that. You know, with hashtags, do you do a space or
no?
So it would be Heather L. Tap, hashtag Heather L. Tapia. If I wanted to brand my personal thing.
Yeah, what I do with a hashtag is I put a hashtag. It's just like it's
which
a
pound,
sign. Yeah, it's a hashtag is by using the pound sign followed by the subject name. I mean, literally, it's followed literally by the subject name. I have watched the movie Super Size Me recently, and I just put, you know, so if I want something to gather attention, I put the pound sign immediately, and I hashtag it. You want to tweet frequently. You don't want to be someone who tweets on Monday and doesn't tweet until the following Friday of the next week. Your customers will be bored. They won't know what the heck's going on. An update to your Twitter account is referred to as a tweet, of course. The more often you tweet, the more opportunities you're going to have to grow your follower base. And your followers are going to get excited, especially when you send them out things that excite them. Repost others' tweets or links using the retweet tag, it's right there. It's something I'll be doing for you. It's a great way for, you know, support your customers as well, and they'll love that. Something that, you know, it's like, oh, my God, so-and-so's having a great sale, or congratulating. If you find out something happened to one of your customers, it's a great way to congratulate them. Notice that don't only tweet about your product or service. Your customer, I mean, some of your employees. There's nothing wrong with discussing your company's latest news. I mean, if it's all about business officers, business offers, it is Wednesday before Thanksgiving, they're going to consider you a spammer, and we're not spammers out in this world. We don't want to be spammers. We don't follow spammers. Remember that. Don't tweet 10 times in a row and be done for the day. I mean, conversations are happening all times, so don't limit your reach by engaging users just for, like 5 minutes.
Okay, so you just listed the top three things I always do, which is totally wrong with Twitter, which is why I just said at the beginning of this interview that I am not a Twitter expert by any shape or means. It's like a total afterthought for me. So I might tweet 10 things and then not do it again for a month, or, you know, I think it's probably connected to my Facebook and or my LinkedIn. It automatically goes out. if that wasn't the case, I wouldn't know what I was doing. So this is really valuable information, Terry. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Keep going.
Okay. And actually, that is another thing, though. Something I actually do, she says connected. I have, from the very beginning, I have my Twitter connected into LinkedIn, as well as my Facebook. I was actually trying to get a bigger business. It was more a static business started. It's a play space. I was trying to get started, and it just, things are chaotic, and this is totally something that I do better. And so I've always done that. And that way my Facebook people know immediately. I mean, also Facebook gets more personal messages, mind you, but anything I tweet goes straight into Facebook. Anybody, so I have actually, I've got my Facebook friends, and not all my Facebook friends are my Twitter followers. I've got my LinkedIn people, and it's the same way. So I am targeting three different groups constantly. Don't be afraid to disagree with other users. I'll be honest, sometimes, I mean, you don't want to jump out there with something really hasty, but disagreeing publicly is a great way to get attention, but always be respectful about it. Tweets can be indexed by search engines and referenced by the public, so you always want to make sure your response is appropriate for what the subject is. But, and like when Heather had mentioned, you know, if someone bad talks your business or something, you know what? Take that to your advantage. That's an opportunity. So maybe someone bought something they didn't like. Well, that's something they didn't like. Do a little quick video. I mean, I'm always posting videos of Abby out there. And, I mean, it's just promoting that product. Post it out there. You know, turn those things into opportunities. Don't stop finding people to follow, ever. And that's something we won't do. I mean, we always want to be adding followers and stuff. That's something that occurs at events that we would go to, that I would go to, anywhere, people, anybody walking in the door, we always want people to follow you as well as when they hit your website. You want to increase the likelihood of users finding your profile. And you're going to want to follow them first. It's a great way to do it, actually. And don't include lengthy URLs in your posts, because Twitter allows posts of 140 characters. So if you have a long URL, I don't think we won't always do URLs. I mean, very rarely do I do them. And it's dynamic. Twitter is fun. Like I said, it scares people, but it's not scary. I don't think it's scary. To some people, it's scary.
Well, social media is just overwhelming to the individual because it has so many layers and levels. And it is about coming up with a strategy that resonates with your personal personality as a business owner. We have three levels that we can work with you to provide you with these services. The first one is we set it up, we do all the work, and all you do is go off and do what you're meant to be doing, which is following your passion. The second level is we set it up, we do a little bit, and we teach you how to do a little bit, and we co-create and cross-share postings and the effort and the work. Or I have clients that, you know, we do it all for a month or three, and then at that point, they've got an idea of how to do it, and they take on a little more of the roles themselves. Or the fourth one is we set it up, and you handle it yourself. So, you know, there's a lot of, and we give you tips and strategies, of course, but we can lay the foundation and get it prepared for you so you can build on it. We can work together to build on it, or we can take care of building on it for you. And truly, those are the only, you know, those are three wonderful options to resonate with where you're at financially, in your personality, and with your business as it fluctuates. So we're very flexible in that. And, you know, like I said, Terry's ready to be put to work and go out there and get that content for you. You're going to be seeing her work all over International Women's Day, our fan page and our group, the website, iwdcolumbus.webs.com. We're going to be announcing our sponsors and our participants moving forward. And we have some really fun ideas for providing valuable information about the different countries and communities that are here in Central Ohio. I can't wait to learn because I know there's so much that I don't even know that's here. And that's part of the fun about doing this event, I think, is I'm meeting so many great and wonderful people and organizations, and I just can't wait to learn more and find out more. I mean, Terry, did you know that we actually have a United Nations business, our office here in Columbus, Ohio? They have meetings for the United Nations. We've got, I don't have my notebook, but we have a World Civil Organization or something like that that's here. I put it on our sheet. But, you know, there's just so many wonderful international groups that are available right here in Columbus. We're like the hub for the Somali community, Asian, Hispanic, of course, has tripled in the last 15 years, thankfully, you know, and on and on and on. And you know, Taiwan, and that's how we get all Indian, get all these great food to try. So I'm looking forward to trying some food while we meet these international restaurants. What about you?
I'm all for it. I have a peanut allergy child, so I think Heather and I are going to have a blast trying all these fun restaurants. So, you know, I can cheat on anything I want out there. And there's,
yes.
Yeah, we have some amazing things. I have my favorites already, so.
Well, I'm super excited about this. We're going to take a quick break and then come back with some final wrap-ups about how you can reach Terry from Terry Tweets for You, some of the other community things that are going on out there, and, you know, just take a moment to do some thankfulness. So we will be right back.
You are listening to WithInsightsRadio.com and WithInsights.com, your free online holistic publication resource magazine for achieving self-discovery and inspiration. Please feel free to explore our daily inspirational quotes and uplifting stories, exclusive interviews with local world-known inspirational leaders.
Thanks, everyone. You have been listening to Entrepreneurial Excellence Radio Show here on Blog Talk Radio with Insights channel every Wednesday at 2. So, again, thanks much for tuning in. We're here every Wednesday at 2, highlighting women in business in the community. We've had a fabulous guest on today, and I look forward to her, you know, being a guest on our show many times to share her information and tips. Terry Dawson of Terry Tweets for You. You can reach her at terrytweetsforyou@gmail.com. I'm going to let her, you know, kind of wrap things up tell us a little bit about how else to reach her and you know, what she wants to do for you.
Great. Well, thank you, guys. It's been wonderful being able to talk with you and let you guys know what Terry Tweets for You is all about today. I can also be reached via my, one way is via my email at 614-961-9555. You can actually text me, you know, throughout time during that. And also, don't be afraid to go and hop on Twitter and follow me at Abby D's Mom. Just kind of get a feel for what I do and what I can do for you. And I look forward to working with the small businesses and the locally owned businesses here in the Central Ohio area and anywhere else in the United States. If you would want us to work with you, just give us a call. Contact me, and Heather and I can pull our resources together and make your business marketing dreams come true. Thank you.
And, you know, if you're not familiar with how to make a Twitter account, you just simply go to twitter.com and follow the prompts. It'll say create a profile. You get to pick a Twitter name. There's only so many characters that are allowed, but it'll tell you what's available. I just remembered that we have Purpose for Women at twitter.com, so you can follow Purpose for Women now. I need to get that shout-out out. I was going to talk to Terry about that after the end of the show. So, again, Terry, thanks so much for being here. Thanks for listening, folks. And connect with us on Facebook and other channels so we know what you're looking for. What are your marketing questions? You know, what can we do to support you and your business? We've got great opportunities for video marketing, web marketing, and other fun strategies, as well as, you know, we do a lot of spiritual work, too. So when you're connected with our organization, it's helping raise your personal vibration so that your business achieves the goals and success that it deserves. Thanks so much for tuning in. We appreciate you and look forward to connecting with you again next Wednesday at 2 o'clock Eastern at 646-595-3440. Thanks so much for tuning in and enjoy your day. Hello and welcome to Entrepreneurial Excellence Radio Show, highlighting women in business in your community. I am Heather L. Tapia, Prosperity Advisor, and I am so grateful to have you tuning in. You can participate in a couple of ways to be part of our show. You can call in and talk to a guest or myself at 646-595-3440, or simply go to www.blogtalkradio.com/withinsights, register, and be part of our chat. We're here every Wednesday at 2 p.m. Eastern, so tune in and get to your excellence.